Hare Krishna. In Budapest now, and just came here last night. We had a very wonderful day. Yesterday was our harvest festival, and because of that, I wasn't able really to do a podcast. I was quite busy both with the festival and guests. In the morning, addressing Vaishnava Sundar. Pictures are visible, available on the site. And you'll see very nice pictures, exciting pictures of all the events that took place, starting with cutting the wheat with a scythe, and then pounding it so that the wheat actually comes out, and grinding the wheat into flour, and then from flour making chapatis. I had the good opportunity to be able to taste those wonderful rotis, and I could also cook some of the things from our garden, shop, and fried eggplant. But the morning, as all mornings do, started out in the temple room, and we had also the opportunity to offer Radhishyam Sundar the full set of Navaraja Mahima, and you see a picture of that as well. All the books, all the 8 volumes, plus the 9th volume of the map book at Shamsundar's Lotus Feet. Srimati Radharani's Lotus Feet, you can't see, but at the Lotus Feet. So for those devotees who have purchased and ordered and received the first 4 volumes, then the other volumes are will be available. The first shipment is going, first 300 odd sets are going to the UK, and once the other books are also properly boxed, along with the map that comes along with them, and so many other nice gifts that are included in the set, then this month we'll start shipping books around the world. We don't have many left, in fact. We wanted to keep at least 50 sets to sort of sell them gradually, and there's something like 60 or so sets left. Anyone who wants to order those, please do so. And then I just wanted to conclude this podcast, somewhat of a short podcast, by today here we are celebrating Gundicha Marjana, which is the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. That is the temple where in Puri Lord Jagannath goes once a year for a period of a week, where he enjoys Vrindavan pastimes, because it's only used once a year, so the temple requires to be cleansed. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll find a wonderful description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates cleansing that temple, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to clean that temple. Which really represents Chaito Darpana Marjanam, the process of cleansing the heart. I'm going to give class this afternoon, Sunday program on that. And I would suggest that devotees can read this, review this, because really our process of Krishna consciousness is just about that. It's about cleansing our hearts. And if we don't cleanse our hearts, we don't get anywhere in devotional service. So Chaita Darpana Marjana, how to clean the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, But like with everything, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to respect Prasadam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught us how to clean our hearts. And if we learn the process of cleansing our hearts in the same way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his associates, which was very, very meticulous and repeatedly, seriously done, with the basis being chanting Hare Krishna, because during the cleansing all they did was chant Hare Krishna, then we'll also be able to get the result of heart cleansing, the result of Krishna consciousness that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us, Krishna Prema Pridayate. Otherwise, we will not. And as you see in Skundicha Marjana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased when devotees properly cleaned their hearts, and he chastised those who didn't. Hare Krishna. Srila